Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin. Good morning. You're on. I got behind the refrigerator this morning.
That's okay. Oh, I'm glad you're here.
Okay, we will open the canvas for the primary election of August 1st. And we welcome Jamie to walk us through it.
Good morning. This should be a pretty simple canvas. There are no manifest errors, and actually it's a really clean canvas with no notes. I always love that. And the separation, there's no close races between the two races that were in there, so nothing you would decide that. And we don't have a lot of provisionals. We had about 10% turnout, which is in line with the past couple primaries. All right, we'll start out going through the polling place list. Like I said, there were no errors, so this will be pretty easy. Precinct 1, we had 113 ballots, 8 provisional, 113 signatures, 8 provisional signatures for 121 voters. Precincts 2, 3, and 7, 253 ballots, 7 provisionals, 253 signatures, 7 provisional signatures for 260 voters. Precincts 4, 5, and 42, 177, 8, 177, and 8 for 185. Precinct 11, 78, 2, 78 and 2 for 80 voters. Precincts 12, 23, and 24, 264, 1, 264 and 1 for 265 voters. Precinct 6 and 13, 242, no provisionals, 242 and 0. 14 and 17, 251 and 2, 251 and 2. Precincts 10 and 15, 114 and 3, 114 and 3. 9 and 21, 128 and 2, 128 and 2. 16 and 46, 208 and 1, 208 and 1 for 209. 18 and 48, 346 and 1, 346 and 1 for 347. 19, 172, no provisionals, 172, 0. 20 and 17, 71, 318 and 2, 318 and 2 for 320 voters. 22 and 76, 59 and 0, 59 and 0. 25 and 26, 89 and 2, 89 and 2 for 91. 32 and 30, 68 and 1, 68 and 1 for 69. 29, 70 and 1, 70 and 1 for 71. 31, 131 and 2, 131 and 2 for 133. 27, 28, 135 and 1, 135 and 1 for 136. 33, 121, no provisionals, 121, 0. 34, 98, no provisionals, 98 and 0. 35, 87 and 4, 87 and 4 for 91. 36, 37, 38, 77, and we also had a little sliver of Eudora that went over there, which was 284 and 3, 283, one person signed the paper poll book, 3 provisional signatures for 287. 39, 108 and 3, 108 and 3 for 111. 8 and 40, 126 and 1, 126 and 1 for 127. 41, 242 and 5, 242 and 5 for 247. 43 and 70, 225 and 5, 225 and 5 for 230. 44 and 64, 101 and 2, 101 and 2 for 103. 45 and 49, 390 and 2, 392 for 392. 47, 92 and 3, 92 and 3 for 95. Now we're getting into people who had a very long day. Precinct 51, 12 and 1, 12 and 1 for 13 voters. I don't know if you remember that if We have a special election for like the school district, like Leavenworth has about 300 voters. Rather than them opening up their polling place, they came to Grant Township. So this is 55 and Leavenworth. Interesting fact, Douglas County had 20 of those voters, 31 of them came from Leavenworth. So 51 and 0, 20, and then 31 is a paper poll book of Leavenworth voters in 51. 56, 31, 4, 31, 4 for 35. 59, 12, and 0 for 12 voters. 65, 66, 56 and 0, 56 and 0 for 56 voters. 67, 8 and 0, 8 voters. And 74, 166, 5. And we had one individual who refused to put his ballot in the scanner and requested a hand count. So that is what that one is we had to manually enter his ballot. So that's 5,426 on election day with 82 provisionals. Oh, you already have this. Okay, so now for advance. Oh, the next line here, we had three people who, if they show up here to vote and it's like within 10 minutes of closing, we'll vote them over the counter. They're considered wrong precinct, out of precinct. And so we had three people who showed up right at that moment rather than them losing their ability to vote their wrong precinct provisionals for over the counter. For advance, we had 1,049 who came in person. Eight of those were provisional, so 1,041 is what we reported on election night. For mail, 1,604 were sent. We received back 906. 70 of those were returned to us as undeliverable. 15 were provisional. So 821 is what we reported on election night. So 1,862 is what we recorded on election night. There are 23 advance provisionals. For provisionals, there were 108 provisionals cast. We're recommending to count 81 and to not count 27. As usual, change of address is one of our largest categories. So we have 36, which are change of address. We would count them all. One is a name change. One was an error either by a poll worker or an office error. Five are advance ballot not returned. And those would be, just so you're aware, it's not that they were trying to vote twice. Often they'll come to the polling place and say, I mailed it yesterday, I don't know if they're gonna get it. We have a vote. If we don't receive their ballot, then we'll go ahead and count it. One of the things that we're watching, just for you to be aware of, we received a lot of ballots. It took 2 weeks to get across Lawrence. That the postmark was like the 23rd or 24th, and we received them a week after Election Day. So we were watching that, and they were Lawrence people. They weren't people who mailed from New Jersey or a coast. It was Lawrence addresses. So we're gonna try to educate voters a little bit to really get your ballot in the mail as soon as possible. I had heard about some of the delays, but we hadn't really seen it until this election, so. Three are not returned partial, wrong precinct full count. So that's 81 that we recommend to count. We had four that weren't registered in Douglas County, eight did not provide ID by this morning. One person cast a ballot, they lived in a separate school district, so they're not eligible because this was only 497 and Lawrence. One, the signature did not match. Four, did not have an advance signature. And nine, We received before the Friday deadline, but did not have a postmark. So they are provisional. Any questions on the provisionals?
No.
I need a motion to accept the provisionals.
Make a motion to accept the provisional ballots.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And if each one of you could sign one of these for me. Like I said, when we do the provisionals, it won't impact any of the counts, so you can adjourn pending callback, but there would not be anything that would change that. Yeah, I mean, it was actually a really good day. We had a lot of new poll workers, so it gave them a good experience leading up to next year. And hopefully all of you have met Ed, the new Deputy Clerk of Elections. This was a good kind of get your feet wet prior to next year, so, yeah.
Thanks. Anything else, Commissioner?
Will you remind us what the timeline for the, was it presidential preference?
Presidential preference primary. So March 19th is when that's going to happen.
Okay.
December is a deadline where the parties will tell us kind of who gets to participate. Mm-hmm. So that's big for unaffiliateds to kind of know if they need to be registered prior. Mm-hmm. There's some different rules for it. So you have to be registered 30 days prior instead of 21 days prior. Everything else kind of looks the same. So what participation looks like, I don't know. We haven't had a presidential preference primary since 92. Mm-hmm. So I think education will be part of that. But so it'll be March 19th, and then we would canvass. That's the week after spring break. And so we would canvass the latter part of March.
And you said the parties have to make the decisions about who can participate in December, so that January, February timeline is opportunity for education.
Yeah, so I mean, because basically it's a party function. It's not a state function, mm-hmm. So they get to kind of decide. Right now, if you're unaffiliated in the August primary, you can declare on election day. Mm. And so the big thing is, will you be able to declare on election day, or will you have to be registered prior to that? My biggest goal is that they both just make the same decision.
Yeah, got
it. I don't want to offer two different rules.
Sure.
Yeah, then education will be kind of a big part of it. Because I think a lot of people also don't realize you're not necessarily voting for you're voting for the delegates mm-hmm. that are going to the convention. So, you know, it may just bring out the party faithful. So, and we are to get reimbursed for that. And for what I understand, they've always set aside money in the general fund for that. The costs across the state will be about $5 million. So they've already set it aside. So I'm pretty confident that we will be reimbursed.
How long is that likely to take?
You know, after the recount, I think it was about a month. It was pretty quick.
Okay.
Probably about a month, hopefully. But the recount was only 9 of us. This would be everybody, so it might take a little longer than that. But the state will want to wrap it up before their fiscal year ends at the end of June. So, so they'll clear the books by then.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yep.
Just curious.
So we'll have many canvases between now and then. Mm-hmm. So right. Mm-hmm. We're in constant election mode all the way to November of 24, and then hopefully there's a break at that point.
We just need to regularly put those on our calendar, like one of them joking. Well, thank you to you and your workers. We really appreciate it, and all the volunteers who also helped out. So with that, we're adjourned.
Thank you.